Radio.
Hello and welcome to CryptoCurrent, the only podcast to bring you beginner and advanced knowledge of cryptocurrency and blockchain, analyses of cryptocurrency markets, and discussions on growing a business within the crypto space. Stay tuned and stay CryptoCurrent.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of CryptoCurrent. Your host here, Richard Carthon. And today I got a special guest all the way out in Australia working on some really cool projects and been playing phone tag for a while, going back and forth, but super excited to have him on today. So we have Dr. Richard Setar. How you doing today?
I'm very good. Thank you. I'm calling in from sunny Melbourne. It's very beautiful weather over here. I'm in the city of Melbourne and it's a fantastic day today.
Oh man, that sounds so perfect. I went out to Sydney, Australia early this year and had an absolute blast. So Melbourne's next on the list for sure.
Well, Sydney has obviously got the big fires at the moment. It's very sad over there. Huge fires, but Melbourne is not experiencing them this year. Thank God.
Definitely. Well, I'm very happy to hear that. But so the way I would like to start this off is, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself. Give us some background about you and everything that you have going on.
Fantastic. So, where do I start? Okay, it's been a long journey. And so for about 12 years, I think 10 or 12 years, I was a lecturer and then a senior lecturer at university over here in Melbourne. And during that time, I was completing my PhD in artificial intelligence and data mining. So, there's a little bit more than that, but fundamentally it was AI and data mining. And through that experience and also through lecturing, I got an opportunity to meet many interesting people in healthcare. And so through that journey of meeting all these people in healthcare, I became very heavily involved in healthcare. I took on a number of roles in various companies looking at healthcare solutions and always from an IT perspective. But of course, my background is in data. You know, I love data. In fact, I have this saying that, you know, he who owns the data is king. Yes. And that is true. That is fundamentally true. Whoever can access data and then utilize data and in a very smart way, obviously from an AI perspective, then you know you have a huge amount of ability to really read not just now but potentially into the future, and I think that's the key component of it. So through that experience and meeting all these people and developing various systems in healthcare, I came to the conclusion that everyone was doing it wrong.
Of course.
I was stunned. Every company that I was involved in and every role that I participated in looked at healthcare as moments in time. And, you know, the thing is, yes, we are patients. You know, we fall ill, we get sick, we break bones, we do all those things. All that's true. And, you know, we are patients, but that's only moments in time. The fact of the matter is your healthcare is a journey. You're a consumer. You're not just a patient. You happen to be a patient occasionally, but most of the time you're a consumer. And that's where the penny dropped for me. It was many years ago, I started conversations with a number of very smart people in healthcare around the world around, you know, why do we build systems that are moments in time? Why do we not look at the patient journey? Why do we not look at the consumer's journey? And that really, you know, over the years, slowly culminated into what is now dClinic.
Perfect.
I hope that's a little bit of background.
No, that is great background. And actually, it brings me into my next question of, you know, at what point did you first learn about, you know, cryptocurrency and blockchain and started looking into, you know, the blockchain technology?
Well, funny enough, so cryptocurrency was not on my radar at that point. I mean, I knew, you know, when we started looking at dClinic, and when I say we, there's a couple of other partners with me. But when we started looking at dClinic, cryptocurrency was certainly, you know, the spoken of new technology, I guess, or new application. And but we weren't really looking at cryptocurrency. We were looking at blockchain. And the reason for that is that we were already involved with distributed ledger. And, you know, I would argue that blockchain is really the evolution of distributed ledger systems.
Absolutely.
And so we were already looking at distributed ledger. And the reason for that is, again, you know, that a patient is only moments in time. If you're going to develop good healthcare solutions, you need to look at the consumer journey. And so one of the technologies that absolutely lended itself to that that consumer journey is blockchain or distributed ledger. So that's where we first got involved. So that would have been maybe 8-9 years ago. And then as we went through that, we started to look at the use cases. And I think that's another area where, you know, people who are going to get involved in blockchain, companies who are going to get involved in blockchain, really need to get their use case right. You know, I noticed, you know, maybe I'm wrong here, but I noticed that a lot of companies tend to get involved in blockchain because their attitude is, well, it's there and we think we need to do it, but we don't really know why. And I think...
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, and I think companies, what they need to do is take a chill pill, just relax a bit and ask themselves, you know, what is the use case that they're trying to solve? And that's what we did. We looked at the use cases in healthcare that we believed blockchain could solve. And once we got into that, then the crypto part started to come out. We started to realize that, you know, one of the things we could do is if we rewarded consumers for either being healthy or participating in their healthcare, because of course, you know, the sad news is that not all people will resolve their healthcare issues. Some will go on, right, unfortunately, to deteriorate, and then it becomes a quality of life issue, not so much a getting healthy again. It's really a quality of life issue. So what we started to look at was, well, if we could reward people for participation and adherence, if we could actually, you know, reward them for participating in their healthcare, then we think we could save the healthcare money and the healthcare system money. And really, that's kind of the overarching use case for the crypto part of our solution.
Perfect. So I think that's a great segue into, you know, telling us more about, you know, your company D-Clinic. So, you know, what is it and, you know, how did you come up with the concept and where is it headed?
Yeah, so like I said, you know, over the last few years, a few of us sat around the table. In fact, we have this funny little anecdote that we always talk about, that we had a Skype call about 4 or 5 years ago, the partners and I, and we started to put the D-Clinic together on a napkin, and we literally did that, except the napkin here was a digital whiteboard in Skype.
And perfect.
That really was kind of, and again, it was that whole use case. We looked at it and we said, well, why aren't people looking at healthcare from a journey perspective as opposed to a point in time perspective? And then once we engage with the consumer in their own journey, how can we reward them? What are the processes and how do we engage with them so that they become actively involved in their health own healthcare data? I'll say this to you, Richard. You know, I've always you know, it's been a really interesting scenario or comparison, okay? If I told you and if I told all your listeners how much money do they have in their bank account, I suspect all of them could tell me because they all have banking apps.
Right.
They're all interested in their bank balance because that's, to them, that's real dollars, you know? So my call out to all of them would be, well, if I made your health data valuable, if I rewarded you, I mean really rewarded you with a proper utility token, a proper valued utility token, in other words, you could make money off your health data, and if I gave you an app to go and look at that value, would you do it? And I think the majority of people, if they could see their health data the same way they see their banking accounts, I think you will find that most of them will be very interested in how valuable their health data is. And that's really kind of the push, if you want, behind the crypto part of what it is that we do. And that was the napkin. That was the whiteboard that we did on Skype. So that would have been 4 or 5 years ago. And that was the start of D-Clinic.
Gotcha. Okay. And it makes a lot of sense. And just finding the value with one of the healthcare here in the States that I have, that I had with a previous company, there was like a reward system. So like if you did, you know, XYZ, they would reward you with like a gift card, or you could like go to a movie or XYZ. And I think that having those incentives, just like you said, to where the value truly is there that you can go and act on, is smart and is has a ton of use case that would get people to act and probably act in the ways that the healthcare industry is trying to push people to go and grow. But another question I would have for you is, you know, how do you think that blockchain is revolutionizing the healthcare industry, or how can it revolutionize the healthcare industry?
That's a great question. So you are absolutely right. You know, there are companies out there that are already doing this. For example, in Singapore, they ran a program where if you did a certain number of steps or walked, I think it was 20 minutes a day or something like that, you would get a gift card. So there are people already, and there are organizations engaged in rewarding the patient. There are already these schemes out there, and you're absolutely right. But you know, fundamentally, you will only get change in the healthcare system if you engage governments. You have to engage governments. Organizations is one part of the equation. The other part of the equation is governments. Because why? Well, governments legislate. They regulate, they legislate, and they mandate. And that's critical. So, you know, I'm always fascinated by the number of healthcare apps in general that appear on the market on a year-on basis. And I always wonder, you know, unless you have an incredibly huge marketing budget like a Facebook or something like that, how do you get the notice of your app? How do people come to know what it is that you're doing? And, you know, it's a really hard problem to solve. So what you do is you go to governments, you sit with governments, and you start to engage with governments, which is what we do. And our journey with governments tend to be 1 or 2 years. They're not slow, you know, these are not quick sales. These are really long-term engagements. Now, why do governments get involved with us? Why do they want to talk to us? Well, I'll tell you this, okay, and I don't need a crystal ball to do this. I'll tell you this. Governments will go bankrupt if they keep spending money the way they are on healthcare. It is guaranteed. Governments will go bankrupt. Trillions and trillions of dollars, aging population, remote populations, etc. Governments cannot sustain that. It is not possible. So when we engage governments, we give them a solution. We say, listen, using blockchain, and now comes the blockchain part. If we engage using blockchain, and we're talking about a hybrid system because, of course, you've got sovereignty of data issues when you got to healthcare.
Right.
And, you know, when you talk to them and you say, listen, we can come up with a solution, or we can give you a solution that allows you to engage longitudinally with, so that's that journey with the consumer. And if we can engage with them and reward them, then you're going to save money and we can show you how. And that's literally how we've done it. So the blockchain part has come part, the way we, I guess, introduce and then sell blockchain to governments is around the idea that, guys, you're going to go bankrupt if you keep funding healthcare the way you are now. So what we're going to do is we're going to show you a better way to do it. So one, you will save money. The minute you say that and the minute you can show that, governments are going to listen. Of course they are. You know, it's obvious that they're going to listen. And then the next part of it then is to engage the governments and organizations that are already involved with governments into the program that you have. And that engagement process is a continual process. So in fact, if I look at D-Clinic, okay, if I look at D-Clinic as a model, as a business model, then I would argue that D-Clinic has three components. One is technology, which is our blockchain, which is what we call our private healthcare blockchain, all right, our PHB.
Okay.
The second part of our model is then the delivery mechanism. In other words, I include things like engagement, that engagement process, that crypto process, that how are we going to save you money process. So I call that my delivery mechanism. So technology plus delivery, and that equals the use case. So we go in there with a use case and say, look, this is what we're going to do. This is how we'll save you money. And here's the technology to do it. Otherwise, you're just selling the government and organize and other big organizations, just another technology. And most of them, the eyes will glaze over because they see technology on a day in, day out basis, too many apps out there, et cetera. So it really is that combination. But we're blockchain. In fact, you know, all the talks I've done so far, the majority of them, I would say, that I start off by saying that healthcare needs blockchain. I think healthcare is one of the most perfect use cases for blockchain.
I would co-sign that. And one of the biggest examples that I use when I first explain what is blockchain to people, I go straight to healthcare because there's just so many ways that blockchain can make it way more efficient, transparent, and just like getting things done. So yes, continue.
Absolutely. You know, look, the use cases just roll off the tongue. If I look at it from a pharmaceutical perspective, all right, big pharma companies, you know, why would they get involved with blockchain? Well, one of their biggest issues is clinical trials. Clinical trials cost a huge amount of money. All right, it's not a cheap process. There's an engagement process they have to go through. Then there's an implementation process. Then there's a fact-finding process. Then, what do we do with the data? What is the data telling us, et cetera, et cetera? Now, even as I'm saying that to all your blockchain community, they're probably all nodding their heads saying, blockchain can do that, blockchain can do that, blockchain can do that. And they're absolutely right. So, you know, if all we do for pharmaceutical companies, for example, is target cohorts, give them access to, you know, clinical trial groups that could be very specifically targeted to specific trials. If we just did that, the cost saving would be enormous. And that cost saving gets passed on to consumers, to governments. It's just a no-brainer. If you look at the insurance companies, you know, insurance companies, most of them will just charge insurance on a really dumb model basis. In other words, you're 30 years old, you know, you're male, therefore, I'm going to charge you this much per month. But if we can show insurance companies that we can actually save them money by keeping people healthy through adherence, then one, they still get to charge premiums, but smart premiums with healthy people. Again, it's a win-win. So, you know, we could sit here and literally do a podcast for a whole day on nothing but the use cases in healthcare.
Yes, and I agree, and like that's one of the main reasons I was excited to get you on the podcast, because there's so much that can happen in this space and is starting to happen in the space, and it's cool to see how D-Clinics help leading that charge and making a lot of that happen. So thank you for explaining that. Thank you for explaining that to the audience. A question I want to kind of ask you, I know that you go and speak and you've been a lecturer and you've been absorbed in this blockchain space for a while now, and I know you've had the opportunity to go hear about a ton of different cryptocurrency and blockchain projects internationally. What are a couple of these projects that you thought were really cool and that have your attention?
Look, funny enough, I was recently talking to a number of big pharmaceutical companies around clinical trials, right? And, you know, what we could bring to the table in terms of what it is that we're doing with governments in terms of this healthcare blockchain. And, you know, one of the things that, and this probably is not an exact answer. In other words, I won't give you specific companies because there are so many cool companies out there doing cool stuff. I tell you this now. I on a day-to-day basis, my phone gets alerted with, you know, someone else who's doing this really cool clinical trial, or someone's doing this really amazing, you know, new technology around, garments around, interactions with patients, feedback surveys. I mean, the list goes on and on. So there's so many of them that are out there. But I'll tell you this, all right? And it's kind of an overarching answer to your question. You know, one of the things that gets me about blockchain, right? There are two things that get me about blockchain. Number one, I think blockchain, people, advocates of blockchain, you know, I liken them, some of them, in fact, many of them, to climate science. I know this is kind of a weird segue, right? But it does make sense, I think.
Okay,
and
let's
see. You know, climate scientists, I think, have done a terrible job explaining climate science. Most people think of climate science as weather, right? So the layperson, they look at the weather outside and go, well, the day's really good today. So what's this about climate science, right? So people haven't really associated weather and climate science. They don't really understand the difference, right? And blockchain's a bit like that. The minute you mention blockchain, a lot of big organizations will run away from you because they think Bitcoin, It's the first thing that comes to mind. It's Bitcoin, right?
Right.
And so blockchain people have done a really poor job, I think, of explaining the delineation between blockchain and the app that is Bitcoin, what I call an app. So, you know, so why did I mention that to you? Why did I mention that to you, right? The reason I mentioned that is that my feeling is that, you know, many blockchain companies and app builders on blockchain tend to view themselves as isolated, you know, that we are the next big thing. We are the next unicorn, but they look at themselves in terms of just me, 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 right? What dClinic is trying to do is the exact opposite. What we want to do is create ecosystems, okay? So I guess in a really long-winded way, what am I trying to say to you? You know, what we want to do is create systems, ecosystems, where we invite everyone to come and play. This is our sandpit, come and play. Now, why is that? Well, we believe integration and more players in the market playing in sandpits in our blockchain is already going to add value to their own crypto, to our crypto, and to the whole trading as a platform, as a trading platform in healthcare. So I guess what am I trying to say? I think the more apps that integrate, the more apps that I see out there that want to play with other apps, that's the real market. Because then, you know, think of it from a consumer perspective, right? Why do some people use WeChat and then some people use Facebook and then some people use Messenger and et cetera, et cetera? Ultimately, at the end of the day, the consumer is going to choose what they want to use, not you and me. We can't force them. They're going to pick what it is that tickles their fancy, right? So what you want to do is you want to create ecosystems. You want to bring all players into the market. So what we, for example, at dClinic have been doing is going and advocating to all the other big healthcare app providers out there, especially ones that have got multiple healthcare apps. And we're partnering with all these companies and saying, come and play with us, come and play with us. Because then what consumers can do is start to trade crypto with other crypto. Now you get true utility. You know, they can start to, you know, see the value of crypto as opposed to just this thing that sits on an exchange and, you know, sometimes goes up and sometimes goes down. Now they can actually use it as trading platforms. And so it was a very long-winded way of saying to you that I think the more apps that are coming out that integrate into platforms and become parts of ecosystems, they are the real winners. And I'm seeing more and more of them out there.
And I would agree. I mean, at the end of the day, you got to be able to build a foundational platform that can be built on top of and that has a lot of use cases and has nice integrations with each other. Things need to be able to talk and communicate, and they don't need to all be their own separate island, because then, you know, it's kind of defeating the point of what you're trying to build with making systems easier and able to talk to each other and doing XYZ. So I do think that companies that are trying to build ecosystems is very, very important. And with that said, I mean, I know there is a lot of excitement that is entering both the blockchain and crypto space, and there is a lot that is in the horizon of things to come. But what are some things that are on your radar in the next year or two that you think other people should be aware of?
So I think, you know, the ones that really excite me are the ones that are looking at true utility. Now I go back to the crypto. Okay, why is crypto important? Well, again, you want, you know, most people, when they look at their health data, don't know the value of it, don't realize the value of it. Organizations tend to be very, very protective of that data. They say it's my data. Well, it's not. It's the consumer's data. It's your data. All right. It's not their data. Some of it is theirs, but the majority of that is consumers. Now, so they need to get over that, all right? That's a hurdle that organizations and possibly even governments need to get over. And the more power you put with the consumer, the more this is going to be better for the healthcare system and for healthcare in general, okay?
Right.
So the ones that really excite me are the ones that are starting to look at the true utility of their crypto. So in other words, you know, what I'm talking about is, you know, not companies that just develop something and then whack a, you know, they stick their token, their coin on an exchange and say, there, go for it. But there's no true utility around it. So I think the really exciting ones to look for are the ones that provide true utility. In other words, let's say, for example, all right, so our utility token is called the VIC, V-I-C. Which is a Vitality coin. So our Vitality coin is tradable on our PHB, which is our private healthcare blockchain, okay? But what we're also doing in our first rollout is we're also bringing a number of other products to our blockchain and integrating them with us so that their utility tokens can actually be traded with our utility tokens. So imagine this, all right? Imagine that you had an app where 10, and I'm just making numbers up here for argument's sake, right? Just to highlight the scenario. But let's say that 10 of these utility tokens buys you this bottle of whatever, okay? Or this pack of whatever, or this service of whatever, okay?
Okay.
And let's say regardless of where the utility token goes, whether it goes up or down, 10 of them buys this. Now, the minute you get that equation right, now you've got true utility. So there are products out there doing that. There are products out there. There are now companies that are starting to think along those lines about how do we truly make our token a utility token. They are the players of the future. And the most obvious ones, the ones that I can see already that are starting to do things like that, are the ones that are related to consumer wearables. I can see it already. They're starting to think along these lines of, okay, well, yes, we're collecting all this data, but how do we reward the person who's giving us this data? You know, how do we reward them so that they keep giving us this data, but then now this data can be used for other things as well too. So, you know, I won't name specific names, but they're out there in the market. There are some really interesting areas around that. And why I consider that interesting is, you know, as a healthcare system for the last 30 years in healthcare, who is the person we listen to least in healthcare? It's the patient. It's the consumer, which is the weirdest part of all. They're the ones that actually are receiving the healthcare and can contribute most to their healthcare. So why is it that we are listening least to them? So what I guess I'm trying to say is most healthcare around the world generally tends to be force-fed. And your consumer is one of the greatest resources in terms of plowing data back into their record and back into the healthcare system. So what we call the patient-centric model, you know, the patient at the center of their care and everyone contributing to it. So all the apps, all the new way of thinking, and if you look at organizations around the world, they're starting to talk about this thing called patient-centric care. I know it sounds weird. Imagine care directed at the patient. Who would have figured?
But it should have been all along.
That's exactly right. 30 years later, and the penny's dropped for us. And you know, blockchain and crypto, it's just the most perfect use case. Healthcare is the most perfect use case for both crypto and blockchain.
Yeah, and I that's where it's headed, and that's where it needs to be. And I think we're at the beginning, and there's just a ton of use case, and we're headed that way. And D-Clinic obviously is leading the charge in our international place. But I really want to thank you for dropping all this knowledge on us. I just want to ask you, what is a final thought that you want to leave with all of our listeners today?
So look, watch this space, all right? Have a look at, I think what we're doing is unique. I think the attitude that we have, I mean, we have a great bunch of people who work for us, you know, everyone in D-Clinic. I mean, if you go and check out the people that work at D-Clinic, I mean, they are literally who's who in healthcare. You know, they've got an extensive amount of experience. They're hugely qualified. And what makes us a bit different is that we have a number of clinicians in our company as well too. So we have a number of wellness and healthcare people that actually work for us, which is kind of unique for a technology company. But what I would send out a message to everyone out there, okay? Come and have a look what we're doing. Have a look at the ecosystem that we're building. Have a look at the partners that are involved in what we do. You know, so for example, Deloitte Southeast Asia, the Indonesian government, BP Batam. Come and look at all the people that are playing with us, and you're going to start seeing really interesting ecosystems. The other thing I'll tell everyone out there, okay, is if you are building applications and you are looking for a sandpit, if you're looking for somewhere to come and play, if you're looking for a playground in blockchain, come and have a chat with us, because you know we are going to provide a trading platform that really allows your crypto to have true utility value. So come and have a look. Come and have a play with us.
Awesome. Well, again, Dr. Sattar, thank you so much for joining us today. What are some different ways that people can connect with you?
So, the most obvious one is, so we've got about 150,000 followers on our community, and they're steadily growing. In fact, I think by the end of this year, we'll probably hit 200,000. And the majority of that, by the way, is organic. It's fantastic. And once again, why? Because consumers are out there going, yeah, you know, I can make money off my health data. Why not? So, the most obvious ones, come and check us out on all our social media, D-Clinic social media, our website, dclinic.co. Have a look. If you want to know a little bit more about me, come and check me out on LinkedIn. It's Dr. Richard Sattar at D-Clinic. Come and check me out. Connect with me. And if you have really interesting stories and really interesting apps you want us to have a look at, by all means, come and have a chat.
Perfect. Well, again, thank you so much for joining us today. And for everyone listening, stay cryptocurrent.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening to another episode of Cryptocurrent. For more information on this episode and all of our episodes, please visit us at www.crypto-current.co. Stay up to date with the latest news in cryptocurrency. You'll receive daily emails Monday through Friday that are personalized and curated content specific to you and your interest, powered by artificial intelligence. Are you an accredited investor looking to invest in cryptocurrency? Crescent City Capital can help. Go to crescentcitycapital.com for more information. If you're finding value in our content, please take 5 minutes to leave a 5-star review and a great comment. Also, please make sure to share this podcast with others. Hello, everyone. I hope you're enjoying the quality of this podcast. I can only thank my amazing producer, Andrew DeRitter, with DeRitter Productions, who has put this together. If you have any podcast, visual, or video needs, please go to DeRitterProductions.com. That's DERITTER Productions.com.
This has been another episode of Cryptocurrent, bringing you one step closer to becoming a crypto and blockchain aficionado. We look forward to giving you the latest in crypto news and analyses next week. Stay cryptocurrent.
Please use available exits now.